What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
We are, I don't know if you guys know this location, but we're back in New Hampshire. We're back at our house where this all started. Behind this wall is my room. If you guys are watching on Spotify, you can see the wall or YouTube. Behind this wall is my room where we recorded all of our episodes when we were at home.
Yes, and we're literally just on the couch right now. We don't know if this is going to be our permanent recording location. We need to, like, test out different spots, figure out what's best, do some Girls with Goals decorations.
There's a room in the basement. It's, like, storage right now, but I want to paint it and make it the podcast studio.
I think that would be very cool, except for the fact that there's no windows, so it gets no direct sunlight. I don't know. We need to do some experimenting, but we got home less than 2 days ago, because we got home two nights ago, very late at night, and it's like, that's it, we're home. And for everyone listening who maybe hasn't been following that closely along, we were living in Singapore for the past 4 months. Our parents were over there because our dad is working there, and we both did international internships to fulfill international requirements for our schools. So we've been in Singapore for 4 months, and we just got home 2 days ago, and it's kind of strange.
It's kind of strange. What I feel like I literally forgot the last 4 months. Like, instantly.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's just, like, weird being here, because it's almost like, did that even happen? I don't know. I was talking to my dad about it yesterday, how it's like, it's two completely alternate worlds that are so far apart. I was like,
literally we were driving home from the airport. We were on our road to our house, and we were like, you have to go through, like, kind of a river. There's, like, fishing boats, and it's, and we're like, what in the world? Like, no one from Singapore knows that this exists,
and no one here
knows that what Singapore is like. And it's like,
I don't know
how there's so many different, completely different worlds.
Yeah, I was saying yesterday how, like, you know, a lot of people go back and forth, like, bi-coastal, New York, LA, but it's like, they're close enough that people go kind of frequently, and they're accessible enough that a lot of people kind of know both. And so I'm like, look, New York, LA, that's a similar, or like a common pipeline. A lot of people do the New York, LA thing.
Like the microculture.
No one does New Hampshire, Singapore. No one. Find me someone else who's a New Hampshire, Singapore back and forther.
Us.
That's what you're going to get.
Middle school us.
So we're back now for, you know, the good future. We definitely will be back.
Summer.
Yeah, we definitely will be back to Singapore to visit at some point. But I mean, we're not going to be living there anymore. This is home base.
That's our Wi-Fi here.
Yeah, that's what our family calls it, because we're kind of all separate sometimes, because my dad is working in Singapore, and so our parents are going to be staying there for a bit longer after. So this is home base.
Let's get into some highs and lows, though. Do you have a high for the week?
I mean, it's been a strange week, because the week has been split.
The week has felt like an eternity. First of all, let's just go. Maybe we should start with lows. Let's start with lows. Low was for sure the 32 hours that we spent door to door getting from Singapore to here. And we've done that trip. Like, you guys know, we grew up in Hong Kong. We spent time in Hong Kong growing up, so we've done that trip more times than I can count.
It's never been 32 hours, though. This is the longest it's
ever
been.
Max, like, 24. It's a quick 24. I'm going to be honest. Like, it's a quick 24. Usually, it's
24 exactly.
Yeah, but it's not even bad. Like, if you time it right, you just sleep the whole time, and then you're good to go.
This was timed poorly. There was no sleeping.
Absolutely horrendously. We had to wake up so early, and then we did get to, like, meet our friend in the airport and hang out, because we were in the Singapore airport at the same time.
We had a banana in the bathroom.
It's true. That was a low point. And then the first flight was, like, 15 hours. Carolyn and I were sitting upright. We're back in economy.
We're sitting upright.
90-degree angle. Stark 90-degree angle. No sleep, because it's midday. And I took so many melatonin
to proceed to not sleep.
And then I didn't sleep. I don't know, like, some kind of scientific miracle, because I don't think I was, like, borderline overdosing on melatonin. And I was still wide awake.
Because it was, like, the morning. We'd already slept the whole night. But I think the thing is with those flights, like, even if you can't sleep, I just shut my eyes and I try to zone out. Because then you kind of, like, fall in and out of, like, restful state. But, like, if you're up and you're trying to live a life just sitting in that chair for 15 hours, it takes so long to go by. So I found that if I just shut my eyes and put in music and block it out, and every time I open my eyes, I don't let myself, like, have a countdown. I just open my eyes, and if I'm not there yet, I'm like, oh, not there yet. Because if I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
if you look,
if I'm like, oh, 8 more hours, nah, that'll do it to you. So
my, okay, I have, this is how I take those flights since I was like 10. No movies. I can't watch TV. I can't watch anything because number one, it makes me nauseous. You're looking at a phone for 15 hours straight. No, thank you. Also, you know how many movies you have to watch to fill that time?
Like eight. That's a lot
eight.
Of movies,
and movies
back
are long.
To back.
First of all, I can't even watch movies normally because they're long and I get bored. That's so many movies.
How could you find 8 good movies that are actually going to keep you engaged back to back to back? What I think is a good strategy, though, are TV shows that are like the mini series where it's hour-long episodes, because it's not like you're starting and finishing an entire story over and over again, like with a movie where you have to get into a new story. Like those shows where it's like 8-hour-long episodes, I feel like that would be better because it's like you keep leaving on a cliffhanger of the same story and you keep wanting to watch it. So what I did is I finished Bridgerton, and that passed 5 hours. I had 5 episodes left, or maybe 4. It was 4. And I just turned it on, and like that passed a good 4 hours for me. So that could be a good strategy if any of you are going to be hopping on a long flight anytime soon or ever in your life. Those are our tips.
No, see, I think I can't even watch anything or watch a screen at all. Like, no TV shows.
You played some Wordle.
I did play some Wordle because I was like, I gotta do something.
We both got Wordle for the first time. We never had Wordle before, and everyone's like, Wordle, Wordle, Wordle. And so we got it, and we were both playing it on the plane.
And then we had a layover, San Francisco Airport. And it was such a bad experience. So long. And then got on the flight. I'm in a middle seat. Once again, at this point, I'm not allowing myself to sleep because if I do sleep, I need to sleep at night. I need to go all the way until I'm home,
tire
and then I can
out.
Sleep, and then I'll sleep through the night. Anyway, ended up, it was the longest trip home. We get here and it's freezing. Was anyone going to tell me it's cold here?
Oh, it's like still winter.
Who was
going
to tell me? It's literally
winter. It's still winter.
I wouldn't
it
have
was
come
like
back.
Sprinkling. We got home at like 11 p.m. and so it was like dark and cold and damp and sprinkling rain. And wow, I thought it was spring. I thought we were coming home to like warm spring.
Me too. I thought it was gonna be,
and
like,
maybe we will, maybe it
maybe,
was just like
maybe
a
long
short thing.
Like one article of clothing to be long,
right?
You either wear pants or you wear a sweatshirt.
I just didn't think I was gonna be wearing a jacket.
I didn't think I was gonna be whipping out my winter jacket. And I do think that, like, I went to go pick up food for my parents last night, and I did walk in sweatshirt, full-on ski jacket, sweatpants. Like, I was wearing slippers, and there are people wearing t-shirts, and I was like, I feel so out of place.
It might just be like we're getting reacclimated because it's been really hot in Singapore for a while.
Also, I was so obviously haven't driven in 4 months, and not only that, but like cars on the other side of the road here. I was driving so slow, and no, because our speed limit on like in our neighborhood is literally like 10 miles an hour, and if you go above it, you will get pulled over. So I just kind of never got out of the 10 miles an hour. And then I realized there's like a trail of cars behind me. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Wow. Why is that so embarrassing? Like, no one knows who you are in a car. And you're like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, she better improve because after we record this episode, are driving to go pick up Stanley.
That's kind of my high for the
our
week.
Our dog. And I think that's going to be the high. We're also going to stop in Boston and get lunch with a friend because we're driving through where we go to school at Northeastern. But our dog, for the past 4 months where we've been gone, has been staying with a friend, and
he's living his best life. He's having the time of his
life. I really hope so. But like,
does he have separation anxiety? Yes.
Just imagine, like, it's just so strange to think about what he thinks, because this whole time we've known that we're coming back.
Guess,
but it's
he
like,
does, I will say, he does remember us, because his new owner,
temporary mommy,
told him yesterday that he was going to see the girls, and he started jumping around and going crazy. So
I don't know. It's
he
just
remembers
like
me, and I'm honored.
I don't know if you'll ever get an experience like this ever again, because I don't think our entire family is going to be away from him ever again. So I just feel like, I don't know. And like, once we have that re-meeting moment, like, we can never get that back. So I'm like really excited for it, and I hope it goes really well.
The first time we got him, he was like a little tiny puppy, like 8 weeks old. And the first thing he did was poop in our dining room.
Did he?
Yeah. Do you remember?
God.
That? Anyway,
I'm just really excited for that. I think that's gonna be
I'm excited
a
for
special
brunch.
Moment.
We're gonna go to my favorite like brunch place for lunch, Boston, with my friend. Yes. And I don't even know what to get.
If anyone's in Boston, Cafe Landor is a good spot. And they just opened one on Boylston Street near us. We used to go to a different one, which was good, but we'll see if
this one measures up. It was like a 30-minute walk, and this one's like a 20-minute walk.
Yeah, so I think today is going to be really good after this. And we will definitely record those first moments seeing Stanley again, and I'll put them in the podcast. So if you're watching on YouTube or on Spotify, because we like to remind you all that we are a video podcast, except for last week's episode because the camera broke.
That was another low.
Yeah, but we love being a video podcast, being one of the first video podcasts, and being able to share the visual element with you guys.
Sorry. Speaking of video podcasts, I'm so excited because we have some cool guests coming up that we're going to go and see and film. And guests with video podcasts, I think, is a lot.
Cooler. Yeah, I love that because when I listen to podcasts with guests, I'm always like, what does this person look like? Who are they? What are they? So it's cool that you can see the interaction.
Mannerisms and little facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. And today is also going to be a very visual episode as well, because we are going to be talking about how to build a routine and talking you guys through kind of the new routines that each of us are trying to build now that we're back in New Hampshire, starting fresh a little bit. And so we're going to talk through basically like all of the steps or what we would suggest in order to build a routine and be successful at implementing a new routine, and then also show you guys what those new routines are going to look like for us. And that would be my goal this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, is
to really get clear on what I want my routine to be and, you know, be successful at showing up and doing it.
So true. I know we've talked about this before, but nighttime routines, I think, are so fun. Do I do it? No, because I physically can't get myself to do anything more than, like, wash my face and brush my teeth and go to sleep. But I think it would be really fun if I was able to, like, have a longer nighttime routine.
A good, because like,
I've tried having a longer morning routine, and I know that that just doesn't work for me. Like, it's fun in the moment to have a slower morning, but slow mornings make me feel worse the rest of the day. I know other people,
I kind of get that.
It can make you feel energized to have a slow morning. Personally, I'm not a slow morning kind of person.
Right, if I have a slow morning, I'm going to have a slow day because it kind of keeps my energy down, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we talked about it in last week's episode where we talked about highs and lows and dealing with highs and lows of life, about how, at least for me and I think for Anne Catherine too, the past few months in our time in Singapore has felt to me just like a roller coaster of highs and lows.
That is for so many reasons. That is not like us being in Singapore. There are so many factors that went into.
Yeah, I mean, it had to do with that. You know, having a new internship, living in a new country. The time difference too made it so hard for me, because I would always be wanting to talk to friends or wanting to do work or having meetings like late night.
It totally threw off my sleep schedule.
We'd
be like, if we had to take a meeting, it would be
either like 11 p.m. or 6 a.m.
We'd be like, that's awesome. Like, we can do like between 5 and 7 a.m. or between like 10 and midnight.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
Like, yeah. And there were a lot of things that went into it. And also just the fact that, like, you know, priorities shift at different times. And the priorities then were traveling, doing new things, just like acclimating and experiencing a different place.
I think the priority of the last 4 months, because we had such a lack of routine and lack of like established life, was kind of trying things out and doing whatever we wanted with no,
and just to get by day to day. Honestly,
it was day by day, and that was really fun and like energizing in the beginning, but
it really started to take a toll, having no routine.
That one wasn't good.
Yeah,
that got bad.
Yeah, and so it was full of a lot of highs, but also a lot of lows. And what I found is that they started to become very close together, like high low, and also like very strong. Like, I would have really, really good days and then really, really bad days. And I think a huge part of that was lack of routine and lack of consistency, because great to have room in your life to do all different things and try different things. Great to have balance, great to have spontaneity, but I think that there needs to be some sort of baseline core routine. And I know that both of us like kept up with working out, kept up with different healthy habits, but not,
we did that stuff because it's so ingrained in us and we know that that's what we want to do.
Yeah. But like, I had no routine to it. I would wake up every day.
There was no like rhyme or reason to what workouts I was doing or kind of any like,
yeah,
kind of anything like that. But another point about the highs and lows without having an established kind of baseline, what we were talking about last week is when you have that baseline, the highs and lows don't feel as polarizing because you have that baseline. So the highs and lows and the life that happens kind of through you, it's just life happening. It's not what you become. Whereas when you don't have that baseline, you become the highs and the lows and you're, yeah, like just following the being like ripped up and down. And it could be the same experiences, but when, mm-hmm, you don't have that baseline, it's the rise and the fall are just so much greater.
Yeah. Yeah. Having that baseline, it's like the things that you do consistently, like that becomes who you are and what you can identify with and like your solid ground. And right, then you can really enjoy and experience the highs, and you can also like be okay with and know how to handle low moments because you have this strong baseline and consistency. Mm-hmm. So my overall theme of this like next chapter of life, or like getting started back in New Hampshire, is absolutely consistency and just rebuilding that like solid foundation of life and rebuilding that routine. So that's what we're gonna do today, is rebuild our routines.
Yeah.
And we want to break it down a little bit to like, how do you actually build a routine? Because I think that if you can be like pretty intentional about it, you're going to be more successful, because we all know that if you just tell yourself like, oh, I want to do this, oh, I'm going to do this, but like you don't really have a plan in place, then you're more likely not to do it. You're probably not going to actually do it. And then when you don't do it, it's almost proving to yourself in your head, like, oh yeah, like I can't do it. I was never going to do it anyways. And you're kind of like losing trust with yourself, so that you don't trust yourself to actually do the things you say you're going to, yeah, do. So when you can be intentional and you can think about what you want your routine to be, plan out your routine, be intentional about how you're going to implement it, and then you actually do it, not only are you doing all these healthy habits and you're having a good routine, but you're also building trust with yourself to know that you can do the things that you're going to tell yourself, mm-hmm, you can do.
Part of that too is don't bite off more than you can chew. Like I said, with the night routine, I can't get myself to do that. And a lot of times I would be like, oh, I'm going to stretch for 30 minutes and then I'm going to like journal for 30 minutes and then I'm going to like wash my face and do a whole skincare routine. And then like, and there's so many steps, mm-hmm, and I just, sorry, you just had a 2-minute nighttime routine. Why is it now taking 4 hours? Right. Like, that's not going to work. And then obviously it doesn't work. And then when I take a couple nights and I can't complete all the 17,000 tasks that I said I would, then I'm like, well, this is stupid. I'm not going to do anything, mm, at all. And then you're back to square one. Like, there's no need for that. If you want to get to the 70,000, mm-hmm, steps, you can get there eventually. But you won't get there if you try and go like A to Z. That's not what we're doing.
Yeah, no, because it's tempting to, when you're building a new routine or you have a motivation to do something new, to like want to do everything. You kind of feel almost like, oh my god, I have so much to catch up on, I've fallen so behind, right? Because I'm, yeah, like, these past 4 months I feel like I've fallen behind in a lot of ways, and so it's tempting to want to go overboard to bring it back. But I know that that doesn't work, because I also know that I have a tendency to go overboard in my life and then burn myself out, and then extremes. That just goes back to the extremes of highs and lows, right? So when it comes to building this routine, let's start bigger, like the bigger ideas, the vibes, and then kind of hone in on what exactly that's going to be. So I think,
no, you don't need to have words, just know the vibe in your head, just you're
vibes,
good to go.
Just vibes. So I think that the first step is figuring out what your actual goals are and what you actually want your life to feel like and look like, because then when you're visualizing that, then it can help you kind of zone in and get really specific about what you want your habits and routines to be that are going to funnel into reaching those goals or your life feeling and looking like the life that you want it to be. So the first thing to do is actually probably the most fun part, which is just start like imagining and dreaming and thinking, mm-hmm, about what you want things to be.
So how do you find the vibes? If you follow people on Instagram or TikTok that post kind of their daily routine or their routines and habits, and you like them and you like the lives that they're showing, then look for patterns in them, because obviously everyone has like different specific routines, and there are so many different niches and types of routines. But I feel like if you're following the people who you're following, the patterns through them will become kind of the routine that you want for yourself and the one that's most fitting and appealing to you. So, I don't know, go through that, see, pick out the parts that you want to implement in your life and try it. Pinterest can also be good. Pinterest is more of like vibe curator. That's, yeah, you won't really get the steps, but if you like,
but I think that's almost like better for this. I've always had Pinterest and like Pinterest, but I've been looking at it way more often recently now that I'm like kind of trying to rebuild the routine. And so what I did that may be helpful too is I created a board that was just called like who I want to be right now, or like who I am right now or something. Maybe make it who I am right now so that it's almost like you're manifesting it. You're like claiming it. Like, this is who I am right now. And then I just scrolled through and I don't think too hard about it. Here's the thing. When you're going through this just like visualization, inspiration process, don't think that everything you like, every idea you have has to be implemented. Like,
right, nothing is permanent. Yeah. Like,
nothing is permanent when you're just having these ideas and inspirations. So don't think if I save this pin, I have to do exactly this thing. No, we're just getting the vibes right now. So scroll through, save like everything that you're drawn to, everything that you could like place yourself in, everything that you see and you're like, that energizes me. That's like what I want to be. That's everything. Just save those all with no purpose in your head of
Pinterest,
like, I have to do this.
Pinterest algorithm also goes so hard. So, like, it will quickly curate to what the vibe and the energy that you are focusing the most on.
And then another thing we do is we have a goal wall in Catherine's room, which we need to update.
We haven't updated it since we got home. 4 months. We update it. It's literally this whole wall.
But
on the other side. And it's filled with sticky notes. On the left, it's my goals. On the right, it's Caroline's goals. And in the middle is our combined goals, so like podcast type stuff. But we have those up there. Some are short term, some are super long term, some are like lighthearted and fun, some are monetary goals or hardcore business
goals. Some are life, some are career, some are education.
Like literally anything you want, put it up there. And you get to take the sticky note down when it's done. And then number one, it's kind of a visual. I mean, you get so used to it that you don't look at it or read it. But sometimes I read them, like I read through them, some of them last night. And then every once in a while you go through and you're like, oh my God, I did that. Like, right. I did that. And you get, and we have this stack of sticky notes. It's like, it's so high.
It gets thick. And now like one day we can go look through those and be like, oh my God, remember when that was just like a dream and we actually did it so long ago that we kind of forgot that that was even a milestone that we reached, you know? Yeah. So that's another thing that you can do is just, again, with no rules attached, just start brainstorming every goal that you can think of in all aspects of your life. And it doesn't mean you have to go out and reach it tomorrow. It doesn't even mean you have to make a plan to reach that specific goal. It just means that you're starting to think about what it is that you want coming up or down the line or in the future. Like, what are those things that you want? So start brainstorming goals. Start seeing what the vibe is that you want. Make a vision board. I have a couple of vision boards that are on my wall from 2 years ago. And it's a plan of mine this week to update and make a new one.
My favorite vision board moment was our first guest, Savannah Wright. You remember the episode? We were talking to her and all of a sudden Karen was like, oh my God.
I just, like, remembered.
You were on my vision board. From years ago. So she was on Karen's vision board way before the podcast was even an idea. Like, way before. And now,
when I was just getting into fitness myself, she was just somebody that I followed and I liked. Put her on my vision board. 2 years later, we're sitting down recording a podcast episode with her. So it's like, put things up, because not only just like motivates you in the back of your mind, but it's also like manifesting things all the time. If you're always looking at things, they really do come to life. So that is the first step. Really just broadly getting the vibes.
Right. No rules. No pressure. Okay, so then it's time to actually ask yourself what the points of your routine are going to look like. Go through the vibe. What actions help you achieve that vibe? And that's where you can look at like the TikTok and the people that you follow on Instagram to see maybe what are they doing. If they have this vibe and aesthetic and apparent life that you want to create for yourself, what steps are they doing? What patterns are, like, if there's something that all of them are doing, maybe you should try it. Look through the Pinterest boards. What are the consistent thing? Do you see a bunch of like matchas and things like that in the mornings? Do you see a bunch of journals and journaling? Do you see a bunch of work, people working? Do you see a bunch of like skincare? Do you see a morning workout in all of them, right? Like, what do you see consistently that you're being drawn to in those things? I will say, if everyone's doing a morning workout, but you're like, I love working out at night. Like, I perform so much better. Like, I work out better at night. No one cares what time you work out. Work out at night. Right. If you're like, I hate matcha, it's disgusting to me. Like, you don't have to do it. I love coffee. Drink coffee instead. Like, I like tea. Okay, have some tea. Like, you don't need to... That's not
right.
That's not your life. Right. If you don't like it, that's not your life.
It's never about copying and pasting somebody else's routine. It's about creating your own. And I heard something today. They said there's no right answer or wrong answer. There's just your answer. And I think that that fits really well with this too, because it's like the right answer is not exactly what somebody else does.
I think that fits really well to a lot of situations. Like,
yeah.
Especially when there are right and wrong answers, there's also my answer.
There's also your
answer. That one's for sure correct.
But it's like when you're building a routine, there's no right or wrong. There's just what works for you and what you want to do.
Right.
So always keep that in mind. And also with this step too, we're not to the point where we're actually like building our entire routine yet. So this is just putting words to like what those actual habits and things
are. This is the idea phase. Then you go into the testing phase. Try it out. If you're like, you know what, I'm going to try morning workouts. And if you don't like it, number one, if you don't like it the first time, try it again. If you don't like it, then try it again and try it again and try it again. If after a while you're like, I definitively know like it isn't just the challenges of this
starting
new thing.
New.
It's like, I genuinely dislike this. Then we're done with that testing. We can go do some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you wake up, obviously, the first time you wake up early for a morning workout, you're going to be like, this, I hate it. Until you do it, and maybe you like it, and maybe it takes a couple times for you to like it. But eventually, you might like it if you just keep giving it a chance. If eventually you don't like it, you don't have to keep giving it a chance.
Even all of these habits that you're writing down now, you're not saying, I'm absolutely going to do this. This is just saying, what are all these themes that I see? And what is, like, every idea of something that I could put in my routine? And you're not going to end up choosing all of them. But literally make a list of, like, what is every good habit? What is every good piece of a routine that I think I could add? And also, is, like, really negatively impacting me now that I need to change or I need to cut? Because it's not only adding things
to the what to get rid of in your life. Because we talk a lot about adding things, habits. It's a lot easier to form a habit than to break a habit, because you tell yourself, don't do this, don't think about this, you're going to think about it, or you're going to think about not thinking about it, and then you're thinking about it. But it's easier to add than to subtract. But sometimes you just got to subtract, point blank, like, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. So brainstorm everything that you could get rid of and everything that you could add. And that's all we're doing in this next step, is like, what are all these different things? For me, what I need to stop doing is going to bed too late and sleeping in too late and also biting my nails. Those are things that I think of right off the top of my head right now that I just gotta stop.
So true. I need to stop like going on my phone when I go to sleep and when I wake up. And a lot of that was we talked about with the time change. Like if I was on my phone for work or meetings or like social media or anything, it was in the morning and it was at night. It was the first thing I checked and it was the last thing I checked. Because that was just, like, the work hours. Let me tell you, the anxiety, like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I have to check my phone. And then I'll be like, I don't want to check my phone. Like, I don't want to do it. And I would, like, wake up, and I was, like, with anxiety. Because I was like, I'm going to go check my phone. And I was like, I don't know what's there because I was asleep. But I just was on it, and then I have to go on it. But then why did I go to sleep if I had to be on? Crazy stuff. So I need to get off of that. Because how fun would it be to wake up and just go about your life and not be like, I need to check on this superficial fake world that exists
on a screen.
On a screen.
What you might find when you're doing this is that a lot of the things that you want to add replace what you want to get rid of, or are the opposite of.
Right.
Right?
When you add something, it will naturally fizzle out.
Like, I want to stop going to bed too late or staying up on my phone. Well, I also want to start going to sleep earlier, right? Like, that's essentially the same thing. So then you can start making these connections. What replaces these things? Or I want to stop sleeping in, and I also want to do a morning workout, or I want to have this specific morning routine. It's like, okay, well, then you're replacing your sleeping in with this new morning routine, right? So there's a lot of things that you're going to see kind of lock and fit together. That leads us to step three, which is actually deciding which of those you're going to pick and choose to start right now. Because like we said in the beginning, and like we have been said, we're not doing every single one of these things at once. We're picking and choosing because we want to be able to actually follow through with things. And if we go overboard and we try to do everything at once, it's not going to work for us. And when you're choosing what things that you actually want to have in your routine, look at, like, what are the bigger things or what are the things that are easiest to build off of? Because it'd be kind of random just to add something small in the middle of the day or something, right? Just right off the bat before building anything else. So I think building a solid...
I think morning and night are what to start with.
The rest of your day is going to follow what your morning was like. Like we said, like, sometimes I don't like having slow mornings because then I'd be having a slow day. Mm-hmm. And that's too slow for me. Like, I need it to go. I like fast mornings because when I wake up and I immediately go to the gym or I immediately do something right when I wake up.
You have momentum.
The rest of the day, I'm going to be doing things, mm-hmm. you know, and that's going to make me feel better.
And then also within those morning and night routines, like, and Catherine said before, she's like, I want to have a night routine, but I can't just pile on, like, 2 hours worth of stuff in a night routine when I'm starting from nothing. So what is one thing that is, like, the biggest thing to start with that then it would be a lot easier once you have that solidified to add things onto? So it's, like, in the morning, the biggest thing is to wake up, right? Like, that is the first step. You can't do all these other things after it if you haven't been consistent with, like, actually waking up at an earlier hour. So that would be the first thing, and that would be, like, the keystone habit that you're building off of. So when you're looking at what you want to start with and what you want to add, look at those bigger things that are like, I need to do this in order to ever build off of it. Like, you need to wake up in order to build a morning routine or a fast, productive morning off of it. So get the vibe, brainstorm some things, test them out, and you have a new routine. You're good to go.
The final thing, though, actually, is to actually do it and follow through.
So true.
Right? Like, you have to do it. What is the point of doing all this brainstorming, doing all this, I want, I wish I could do this, I'm going to do this, and then not doing it? Because then you're really just letting yourself down. And so that goes back into choose the realistic, sustainable things to start with so that you can actually do them. You can make those things habits, you can build from them. So actually, when you decide that you're going to do these things, follow through, even if it's forced for the first bit before they become habits, because, like, you owe it to yourself to follow through with all these things if you're going to tell yourself you're going to do them.
And if you really want to do them. If you don't really want to do something, don't do it.
Right.
Right? That's when it doesn't stick.
Okay, so what are the new routines that we want to implement now? And, I mean, we've only been home for 2 days. We're both still somewhat in the brainstorming, starting to test things out process, but...
Or you can just skip that and just dive right in. Do it all in one.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've been brainstorming and, like, doing all that for a while, but I haven't, like, solidly written out my plan. But, like, I'm starting to really get ideas of round one. Because also, we said, like, if things aren't working, always check back in with yourself and always pivot. So this is, like, we just moved back to the U.S. This is round one, what we want our routines to be.
Well, it's not summer yet, so that's for sure going to be, like, this is my, like, spring. Spring routine.
Let's build our spring routine.
Because if you guys remember Podmas, we did the day in the life. Like, my ideal day, it's summer. We're not dealing with any of this, like, no leaves on the trees. There's some ice on the street still. That's not my vibe. So my spring routine is, number one, my window has a spectacular, divine, fantastic view of the sunset. Nope. The sunrise. So I love waking up early enough to see that when I'm here, because you, like, open your eyes and I'm in bed and I'm, like, gorgeous. So I really like that. I used to, when I had to swim in the morning, I would wake up for the sunset. Well, I'd wake up for the sunrise every time, and it, like, made my morning, and then I would go do things again. Like, high energy start to the day. Love to love it. So moving on, my high energy start to the day. Brush my teeth, wash my face, change my clothes, make my bed.
Yeah.
That should be something that might, you want to try that. Maybe. I never fail to make my bed. If it's the only thing I do, if I do one thing in a day, I make my bed. If I do 10 things in a day, one of them is making my bed. Like, I love to love it. It's my favorite part of the day. So step one after I get out of bed is make my bed. And then I brush my teeth and wash my face and then change likely into workout clothes because high start to the day. Drink some water, take some pre-workout if I'm feeling it, and then we're working out. And then by the time I'm done, it's like 10 maybe. Perfect time for a post-workout breakfast. What are we having? I don't know, probably some yogurt and fruit.
But that doesn't need to be, like, set in stone. A lot of things can be, like, categories or almost, like, time blocking. Like, after my workout, obviously I'm going to have breakfast.
Obviously I'm going to have breakfast. And obviously, like, Greek yogurt is going to be involved. Because it's an addiction. And I'm just leaning into that. I've accepted it. Part of who I am. And then go through the day. What's happening during the day? I don't know. Whatever needs to happen. I'm not there yet in my routine.
Okay.
And then, like, that changes day by day. That's not sometimes, like, the...
Are there any things that you want to be consistent, though, like, throughout your day?
Well, the midday is less in your complete freedom. That's, like, getting work done and getting...
Right.
Doing what you need to do.
But maybe it's almost as simple as, for the first hour that I start my work, my phone's going to be in another room so that I can start off.
That's too many details, girl. We're not there yet. We're at the night.
Okay, that's fine.
And then nighttime routine, starting slow. Stretch, journal, brush my teeth, wash my face. Good night. Mm-hmm. Because I know I can handle that. And without, like, I don't need a time thing. And also, like, don't go on my phone during that. But stretching, wind down. Journaling, wind down. And maybe if I journal, I will get all my thoughts out, because otherwise I just be thinking. Mm. I just thinking and I don't be sleeping. So that's the goal. That's the reasoning behind it. And then you go to sleep, you wake up, and you do it all over again. What is your routine?
So definitely a good sleep schedule needs to be prioritized. So I will say that my day is going to start by waking up early, but also want to say that that requires going to sleep earlier the night before. So waking up early-ish, I don't have like a set time in place, but like 7 to 7:30 usually goes over well with me. We'll see. And then keeping it pretty basic, like before a workout. I think similar to you, like I don't want to do a bunch of things like before my workout. Kind of like if I'm gonna do it, I want to get up and get going.
Right.
So making my bed, because that's something that I need to do consistently, and just like doing a little pickup of my room in the morning, because start with a clean environment in the morning. Can't do that right now because I'm mid unpacking, so there's really not much to do, but I did make my bed this morning.
Also, life hack, if you pick up your room before you go to sleep, then you won't have to do it when you wake up.
Exactly.
And you'll wake up fresh and ready to go.
Yes. And then put on a workout outfit. Go downstairs, take some pre-workout, or have a coffee, or have a matcha, like whatever sort of energy I'm feeling that morning. And try not to be on my phone for the first like 30 minutes to an hour of the day, because really, why do I need to be, right? Like, nothing came in overnight, and if something came in urgently, then like I would see it as a notification on my screen, but I don't need to open it.
A carrier pigeon
is at the window.
It's so urgent.
Right, there's nothing urgency. And I also don't really want to be on my phone during a workout either, because that distracts me. So like, honestly, being on my phone as little as possible, unless I'm like filming something, that's different.
That is different, because I'm different. Like, oh, I need to record this.
But I'm not like checking things and letting it infiltrate into my life, you know? I'm just like recording what I'm doing. So that. Then going and working out, and I think a big vibe for me right now, and also just like in general, like I feel way more energized for a workout if I start with some sort of cardio, even if it's just like a 10-minute warm-up. Like if I just go and I pick up a weight and start lifting right away, I can
She's saying this because we just got a new treadmill.
I can be kind of dead. Yeah, we did get a new treadmill, so that's obviously very motivating. But just in general, like any workouts ever, even if it just needs to be like a 10-minute
No, I know, because you know? Cardio always, like runner's high, like you don't get that.
Yeah.
You don't get that. Lifting is like therapeutic. Cardio is like, let's go. And sometimes you need that.
Yeah. So that's going to be a good way to step into my workouts, is if I'm doing an actual cardio session that day, like doing that first.
A lot of people say weights first to use your energy with that and then burn the extra energy on cardio. I have personally always liked it the other way around, because cardio like energizes me and gets my head in the game more. So if I'm doing both, I do cardio first, and then I just think that on the days that I'm just lifting, like doing a bit of a cardio warm-up, especially in the morning when I'm like just starting to get going, that will be energizing for me as well.
Nothing hits as hard as drinking some water after some cardio.
So true.
So good.
So after that, quick shower, you know, clean myself.
I'm a morning shower person.
And then breakfast, for sure, obviously breakfast. And like during breakfast, making nicer breakfasts for myself. Just like make
them look pretty,
right?
Like make your life look pretty, and it will be pretty,
and it'll feel good.
That's
yeah. So making a pretty breakfast, a balanced breakfast. Make your life look pretty, and it will feel pretty.
Like, can someone get that tattooed?
So that is the morning,
like poetry.
And also, I think like
why is that so funny?
I also think like doing a nice breakfast after that, it's almost like kind of unwinding from the workout too, because you just get to like chill and like focus on making a nice breakfast instead of rushing through and just like grabbing something, you know, if you have the time for it. But that's nice. So that's what I want to do.
Just kind of urged. You said if you have the time, for it, if you feel invested.
Midday, less of like an intense routine, but definitely things that I want to do consistently every day and work into that. Productive work time with like my phone in the other room, actually get things done. And then also like
judgment.
And then
objection.
And then also filming a video every day, because like content and making good content and leveling up my content is super important to me right now being back here. And so every day making like some sort of good video and having a plan beforehand for what I'm gonna do so that I can like
I tried to make a video of good. Like pre-workout and morning, like me talking this morning, and I did in fact spill my entire bottle of pre-workout on my computer.
Not the powder, but like mixed
with water and sticky. That's not a good mix. Right on the keyboard. It's doing fine though.
I'm happy to hear it.
Thanks. Because that would be my last straw if my computer died.
And then last midday consistent thing is getting some sort of fresh air during the day. Even if it's just like stepping outside to get some fresh air, or if it's walking the dog.
I don't do well inside.
It's you just do better when you're outside, you know?
You just I don't do better do well
when
inside.
You get some sort of outside. So those are my three consistent things during the day, is like a productive work hour plus making a good quality video that I have planned before, and getting some fresh air during the day. Nighttime, my nighttime routine, like, at this point can't be too drawn out. So, washing
she
my...
can't do it as well as me. So, she like, just can't. Making... I have four steps in mind.
Okay.
What do you have?
Here's my first step. Make sure my room is picked up and nice. So, like, good environment before I start doing anything. Get my pajamas on. Wash my face. Do some skincare. And then before bed, like, either read or journal, like one or the other, you know, something.
That's five things I live for.
Okay, something reading or journaling. And then, I mean, obviously, like, other things can, like, work themselves in there every day, but, like, those are the consistent everyday things. And then there can be other things that you, like to do sometimes and you pick and choose. But those are going to be my consistent everyday things. And yeah, so those are our routines that we're going to go for this week and really try to implement.
We'll keep you updated on how they go.
Exactly, because that's the thing. Like, stay updating yourself. How is this going for me? Am I doing these things? Are there things that I don't need to do? Are there other things that I think would be serving me better? Like, you don't have to lock yourself into anything.
Most importantly, just do it and, like, vibe and experience it. Like, you don't need to analyze it too much. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then move on and change it. Like, don't... Mm-hmm. Don't put a pressure on yourself to, like, constantly be analyzing. Is this good enough? Is this good enough? Because then you're in your head. And that's the whole thing of, like, go back to the You Don't Need to Change episode, because that'll get you down a rabbit hole. But just vibe.
Mm-hmm. And all of these things should be making you feel good, right? Because, like, this is for you. You're not doing your routine for anything else.
Let's go back to the neutral baseline.
Well, yeah, but, like, a good neutral. Like, they should all be making you, like, feel
right.
good
not
in some way.
I'm saying not everything has to be, like, oh,
raising
my God,
everything.
That was
yeah.
the best yes. toothbrushing of my life. That was epic.
Yeah. This should just be creating, like, a good, positive baseline of your life. And also leave space for other things, too, right? Don't be too crowded in your routine that there's no space to do anything else. This is routine and values, but not rules and so regimented
no
that you can't
rules.
Have a life
literally
outside
no
of it.
Literally no rules, because... Once it becomes a rule, then it becomes, I will not be doing it. Thank you for listening. We hope you'd enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, at Girls of Goals Pod on Instagram, at Catherine Canine on Instagram, at Caroline Canine on Instagram,
and all
same
those things
on TikTok. Everything is linked in the show notes. And if you're on Spotify and you want to give us a rating and a little comment, or if you're on Apple and want to give us a rating, please do.
Follow the show wherever you listen. Apple, Spotify, YouTube, subscribe.
Thank you. We love hearing from you. And thank you for listening. And thank you again. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.